110 Logistics, what is this?
Hey, is Omar in by chance?
No, he doesn't work here.
Oh, I might be working with some old information. You actually might be able to point me in the right direction, though. Is anyone around that kind of handles the financials, like a office manager or controller?
Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, who's calling?
My name is Tyler. I'm calling with Cardiff.
Cardiff. Do we have an account with you, or?
No, it's in reference to some past it's in reference to some past financing you guys had done with General Electric.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Thank you.
Debauchery.
She doesn't answer the phone. Maybe she's in the other line. But can I help you with something, General Electric?
Well, it was in reference to, yeah, some past financing you had done based off the good lending history you had there and based off your DNB credit profile. We had sent you guys an offer here about 2 weeks ago. I was just trying to touch base and see where you guys were at.
Oh, I remember. Let me check here. Let me see the folder. I'll see. Check it and see.
It happened, Danny. You're the man.
Hey, DK, you said landlord info?
Do you have 5 minutes to talk?
Hey, Randy, I need the landlord's number.
Capital.
Yes.
Yes, it was an offer for,
It's for equipment financing and working
capital. A lower
capital.
Credit. Yes.
Okay, you did receive that?
Yes, I remember. I put it here in the folder. Let me check here. G&G. G&C.
Should have been from Bank
Capital.
Bank. It should have been from Bank of Cardiff was the offer.
But it was for General Electric, right?
No. It was based off the UCC filing with General Electric.
But it says something about General Electric. That's how I file it, right? Or nothing regarding General Electric.
I don't think it would have referred to that.
It didn't have General Electric at all.
No.
And that paper that you sent.
No, it shouldn't have.
So it said what in the paper? I just recall that.
It was that you guys had been pre-approved for some equipment financing and working capital for right around $250,000. I was just seeing if you guys were maybe looking to bring on some new equipment, or if there was maybe some new projects you were maybe looking to tackle here in the next month.
Yeah, nothing to do with General Electric. No, because they offer us something, a discount or something. And
I gotcha.
I was confused. no, we haven't received it.
Interesting.
Accounts payable here.
It could have been lost in transit, or we could have had the wrong PO box too. But has there been any talk of maybe looking to bring on some new equipment or any projects you guys were tackling?
I don't know if they need that type of equipment or if they don't need it. You would need to talk to someone. Let me see if someone else in the back can answer that question if we need some equipment.
Yeah.
But you guys do have an account with us before, right?
No, this is all based off some prior lending that you have done. So we actually, based off of our screening process that we have here, we only try to work with companies that have a good credit background and a good lending history. So that's why you guys got the offer from us. This is our first time actually reaching out to you since we sent the offer. So,
yeah. Well, to answer that question, I first have to talk to someone in the back who knows about the material talking about, and then my supervisor will need to approve it if there's a need of anything in particular.
Yeah. Who's the supervisor there? Is there maybe a voicemail that I could just leave some details there?
No, she doesn't have a voicemail, but she didn't answer the phone.
Well,
No, let me double check. I'll double check, and I'll just shoot you an email.
Exactly. And on a lot of the bars that you qualify for, too, you need to get it.
Perfect. I'll do that.
No. It would it help you if I give you her email?
Yeah, that would be great, actually.
Okay.
What's her name, too,
okay.
by the way?
Claudia.
Claudia, okay. Yeah, what's her email?
Sure. It's C, as in Charlie, L as in Lewis, A as in Apple, U as in Utha, D as in David, I as in Intelligent, A as in Apple,
okay.
dot, T as in Peter, E as in Edward, N as in Norma, A as in Apple, at, O as in Oscar, T as in Tom, L as in Lewis, dot, M as in Mom, X. And you can send the info there. And
okay, so
will,
I have Claudia.Pena at, what was at?
At OTL.
OTL.
Oh, it's Oscar, T as in Tom.
Okay, OTL. Dot MX.
Yeah, dot MX.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot her some details here. Does she maybe have a direct line or something like that? I could try and get in touch with her tomorrow.
No, I was transferred.
Okay,
yeah,
and you said she's out of the she's out of the office for today?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'll
no,
shoot.
She's at lunch.
Oh, she's
just
at lunch.
Lunch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll shoot her this email then and have her kind of view the details, and then I'll maybe try and touch base tomorrow.
Yeah, because she will try. Once you give the info to her, she will have to investigate what we need and then
okay.
with someone else and then make the decision and then find the approval from our boss just to, you know,
gotcha.
Buy
and
that.
What's
so
a good time to usually call back? Is she more available in the mornings or afternoons, or is it just kind of hit and miss throughout the day?
Well, she comes and goes, but her lunch time is between 2 and 2.30.
Okay.
So she will be here at 3:30. But right now it's with my boss, and she's not answering the phone.
No, that's fine. Yeah,
so
I'll just shoot her this.
There.
Okay, yeah, I'll just shoot her this information and try and touch base here tomorrow morning then.
Okay.
I appreciate all the help. Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.